This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is in France to help commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Crow says it's likely to be the last major anniversary where World War II veterans who were part of the invasion will be present. The former Army Ranger says it's always great to talk with them.
Unbelievable stories, tremendous service and sacrifice, things that I think set an example for what we need more of today. People who are willing to make deep personal sacrifice for the betterment of the country.
Crow will be among a group of veterans that will do a parachute jump tomorrow as part of the D-Day commemorations. CDOT is repaving a notoriously bumpy stretch of Interstate 70 just west of the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnels. The department's Elise Thatcher says heavy traffic and constant freezing and thawing beat up the pavement all year long.
It's just the nature of having a roadway at a much higher elevation that's exposed to wintry weather a good part of the year, not just during the winter.
Weekday travelers should expect lane closures and delays until the fall. The work will be suspended on weekends. The Colorado State Fair has released this year's lineup of musical acts, including consecutive night performances from country singer Trace Adkins and the rapper Ludacris. The fair runs August 23rd through September 2nd at the State Fairgrounds in Pueblo. And Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Metro Denver have highs near 90 this afternoon. Denver got above 90 for the first time this year yesterday, and it will stay like that into the weekend. This is CPR News.